Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. It is mercy I desire and not sacrifice. Today is Saturday of the third week of Lent, March 18th, 2023. The feast of Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, Doctor of the Church. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come. Your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times, that God envelop our culture with His divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road that is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wait for the Lord. I trust in your kindness and redemption, and your faithful word. Remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our daily readings, March 18th, 2023. Saturday of the third week of Lent. Reading 1 from the book of Hosea. Come, let us return to the Lord. It is He who has rent, but He will heal us. He has struck us, but He will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day, He will raise us up to live in His presence. Let us strive to know the Lord, as certain as the dawn is His coming, and His judgment shines forth like the light of day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your piety is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes by. For this reason I smote them through the prophets. I slew them by the words of my mouth. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. Be bountiful, O Lord, to Zion in your kindness by rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with due sacrifices, burnt offerings, and holocausts. Excuse me. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And the gospel, according to the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke, glory to you, O Lord. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, Doctor of the Church. Cyril is counted among the Church Fathers and also as a Doctor of the Church. And his reputation within the Christian world has resulted in his titles, Pillar of Faith and Seal of all the Fathers. Born in 313 and died on 386, was a theologian of the early church. About the end of 350 AD, he succeeded Maximus as Bishop of Jerusalem. Cyril left important writings documenting the instruction of catechumens and the order of the liturgy in his day. Cyril was ordained a deacon by Bishop Macarius of Jerusalem in about 335 and a priest some 8 years later by Bishop Maximus. Around the end of 350, he succeeded Maximus in the See of Jerusalem. Although the evidence for this relies on the catechesis written by Cyril, where he refers to himself as bishop. The crisis that the church faces today may seem minor when compared with the threat posed by the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ and almost overcame Christianity in the 4th century. Cyril was to be caught up in the controversy, accused of Arianism by Saint Jerome, and ultimately vindicated both by the men of his own time and by being declared a doctor of the church in 1822. Soon after his appointment, Cyril, in his letter to Constantius of 351, recorded the appearance of a cross of light in the sky above Golgotha, witnessed by the whole population of Jerusalem. The Greek church commemorates this miracle on 7 May. Raised in Jerusalem and well educated, especially in the scriptures, he was ordained a priest by the Bishop of Jerusalem and given the task during Lent of catechizing those preparing for baptism and catechizing the newly baptized during the Easter season. His catechesis remain valuable as examples of the ritual and theology of the church in the mid-4th century. There are conflicting reports about the circumstances of his becoming Bishop of Jerusalem. It is certain that he was validly consecrated by bishops of the province, since one of them was an Arian. Acacius, it may have been expected that his cooperation would follow. Conflict soon arose between Cyril and Acacius, bishop of the rival nearby See of Caesarea. Cyril was summoned to a council, accused of insubordination and of selling church property. To relieve the poor, probably, however, a theological difference was also involved. Saint Cyril, he was a Byzantine linguist, teacher, scholar, and missionary who famously preached Christianity to the Slavs in Moravia, and his brother Methodius during the 9th century AD. He was condemned, driven from Jerusalem, and later vindicated, not without some association with and help from Semi-Arians. Half his episcopate was spent in exile. His first experience was repeated twice. He finally returned to find Jerusalem torn with heresy, schism, and strife, and racked with crime. Even St. Gregory of Nyssa, who was sent to help, left in despair. They both went to the Council of Constantinople, where the amended form of the Nicene Creed was promulgated in 381. Cyril accepted the word consubstantial, that is, Christ is of the same substance or nature as the Father. Some said it was an act of repentance, but the bishops of the council praised him as a champion of orthodoxy against the Arians. Though not friendly with the greatest defender of orthodoxy against Arians, Cyril may be counted among them, those whom Athanasius called brothers, who mean what we mean, and differ only about the word consubstantial. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great and precious saints, who through their love for you hammered out some of these old heresies and restored our prestige Catholic faith. The sting of death is drowned by baptism. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, your accumulated offenses do not surpass the multitude of God's mercies. Your wounds do not surpass the great physician's skill. Those are words of Saint Cyril of Jerusalem. And thank you, Lord, for his life and for his teaching. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, doctor of the church. And so when I go to Mass, I can still feel his influence, the impact that he worked in weaving together the deposit of faith that has been handed down to us from Jesus, from his disciples, and from their successors, giving us the surety of our faith that shines through the darkness of the 46,000 denominations out there that man has created. And what leaves, what is left behind by them is the one true holy Catholic and apostolic faith, which Christ promised the gates of hell would not prevail against, and he would be with and remain with until the end of the age. And he gave the Holy Spirit. So that is why the Catholic Church will not fall, not until when Jesus does return. And no one knows the day or the hour. But we long for his coming. We know he is coming someday. And we are to remain faithful. We are to remain steadfast. That is our inheritance. And so, Lord, thank you for the great gifts that you have given us. And we pray for America. We pray that when America is strong today, the world is safer. Pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for our families. We pray for our children. We pray for those who are burdened by addictions. We pray for those for deliverance. We pray for those, Lord. We pray for the prodigals. We pray the Holy Spirit, the soul of the church, will light our world with his light, with your light, Lord. That you will shine through the darkness, penetrate the depths of our hearts, that we may be able to delve into your divine mercy. And from there, from the depths of your mercy, know the joy it is to know you and to love you. And our mama, my God, I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family, and in this great season of Lent, Catholic artist and singer Donna Corey Gibson, in her Stations of the Cross, I will share the 14th Station of the Cross.
The 14th Station. Jesus is laid in the tomb.
Okay.
From a throne up above, leaving kingdom and crown, to a world in need below. He came as a servant and was the man of sorrow and woe. Joseph offered his grief, I too offer a place. I
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
By his holy cross he has redeemed the world. And so let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord's grace shine upon you today with his light, and send forth his healing touch to each and every one of you and yours this very day. Good day. Amen.